Welcome to Ramadance Remember, Season 3, Episode 2. My name is Abdurrahman, and this is my podcast, We're Connecting the Dots podcast. And for today's episode, I will be sharing lessons from the Quran and the Hadith about reflection on the favors of Allah. The blessing of Ramadan is one of the most sacred times in the Islamic calendar. It is a period of spiritual rejuvenation, heightening consciousness of God, and an opportunity to attain closeness to the divine through fasting, prayer, and good deeds. Allah tells us in Surah Al-Baqarah, Quran 2, verse 185, that Ramadan is the month in which the Quran was revealed as a guide for humanity, with clear proofs of guidance and the decisive authority. So whoever is present this month, let him fast. But whoever is ill or on a journey, then let them fast an equal number of days after Ramadan. Allah intends to ease for you, for me, and for everyone. Not action, so that you may complete the prescribed period and proclaim the greatness of Allah for guiding you, and perhaps you will be grateful. You see, this powerful verse also highlights that Ramadan is not only a time to deprive ourselves of food and drink, but it is a blessed period in which the final scripture of the Quran was revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Because the Quran serves as a guide for all humanity, providing clear signs to help us distinguish between right and wrong, truth and falsehood. Ramadan is a propitious occasion to renew our relationship with the Quran and allow its eternal teachings to purify our hearts and souls. We need to establish a connection with the Book of Allah. It is very important to read the Quran, get reward, and be consistent. And in the Hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, "Whoever fast during Ramadan with faith and seeking his reward from Allah, we have his past sins forgiven." He also explained further that the spirit and the purpose of Ramadan is such that when we fast with sincere faith and pure intentions, solely for the sake of Allah, for the sake of pleasing Allah, then inshallah we will attain immense blessing, which includes forgiveness of the previous sins. Ramadan is a powerful opportunity for repentance and renewal of our commitment to our Creator. Can you imagine that? Alhamdulillah. You see, the ultimate purpose of Ramadan is to develop a higher level of consciousness of Allah. Allah, our Creator God, consciousness or taqwa, through spiritual training and sacrifice, and by abstaining from basic human necessities like food and drink from dawn until dusk. We learn to rein in our carnal desires and submit our will to Allah's commands. This exercise in self-restraint helps purify the soul and fosters qualities like patience, humility, gratitude, and compassion. Ramadan is a time of intensive self-reflection and introspection. As we go about our days experiencing hunger and thirst, we are reminded of the suffering of those less fortunate. This awareness should stir us to increase empathy, charity, and good deeds towards others. Ultimately, the goal of Ramadan is to emerge as better human beings with hearts cleansed of spiritual diseases like greed, arrogance, and anger, and souls imbued with love for Allah and all His creation. Remember, Ramadan is a precious annual opportunity. This opportunity comes once every year. Take full advantage of this holy month of Ramadan. May Allah make it easy for you and I, and make it easy for all of us. So Ramadan is a precious time and opportunity to elevate our consciousness of Allah. It's very important to strengthen our faith through sacrifice, purify our hearts, increase in good deeds, and ultimately attain closeness to our Lord, Allah. And as we prepare to kick off the first day of the Ramadan fasting tomorrow, inshallah, take a moment to ponder, reflect, because Allah loves those who ponder and reflect. Ponder on what is true, purpose you hope to achieve through your fasting. Is it just abstaining from food and drink, or comprehensive renewal of our faith and our enlightenment? Write down your intention, honestly. Write it down. Write down your intention to serve as a reminder throughout Ramadan. I'll leave you with this. I pray that this Ramadan brings us immense barakah, blessings, rahmah of Allah, and be a means of gaining Allah's eternal pleasure and forgiveness. Remember, Allah is the most forgiving and most merciful. اللهم بارك لنا في رمضان الذي أنزل في القرآن وجعلنا من بعدك المحسنين. Oh Allah, please bless us during this month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, and make us among your sincere servants. Thank you for joining me on this new episode 2 series of Ramadan's Remember, and hope to have you join me on the next episode, inshallah. Wassalam. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Reconnecting the Dots podcast. I hope you found inspiration and valuable insight to help you in your journey of personal growth. Remember to subscribe to my podcast on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or Google Podcasts. And stay tuned for more episodes filled with exciting stories and topics to help you become the best version of yourself. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.